Now, the rest of the story. Are you prepared to meet the Queen of England? In person? A lot of protocol. When you're introduced to Her Highness, you must not speak until you're spoken to. See her at a distance. You may not wave unless she waves first. You didn't know that. Neither did Don Budge. Once Don made a friendly gesture to King George's mother, Queen Mary, and he lived to regret it. Don Budge, tennis fans remember, was a skinny, freckle-faced California boy who couldn't do anything wrong with a tennis racket in his hand. Dynamite at the age of 10. He was 19 in 1937. That was the year Don Budge went to Wimbledon. The boy was overwhelmed by the magic of the tournament, the opportunity to play against the world's finest players, and the chance that his performance would be attended by royalty, by Queen Mary herself. And she was there when young Don Budge unwittingly cast himself adrift into a sea of international controversy. Don was matched against Germany's Gottfried von Kramm. Minutes after play began, the athletes changed sides. Don's walking toward the baseline, directly below the royal box. And suddenly there is a gasp from the crowd. Young Don Budge, this 19-year-old tennis wizard, this young upstart from America, has waved to Queen Mary. Now, this doesn't sound like much to you, but to the protocol-conscious British, it was a disaster, a rude, inexcusable indiscretion. The Queen herself made no comment. The news media did. Now, if you knew Don Budge, you'd know that he was not the sort to cause a fuss on purpose. In fact, for a young, inexperienced boy to wave at Queen Mary under any other circumstances might have been considered charming. But this was Wimbledon, and as far as the authorities of the realm were concerned, this was a belch in church. Von Kramm beat Don Budge that day, and the California boy returned home in the wake of international scorn. Perhaps that's why he practiced so hard after that, to qualify for the next year's Wimbledon, to have another chance not to wave at the Queen. And that chance came. The next year he returned to Wimbledon. This time Don Budge, age 20, beat them all. But no sooner had he accepted the winner's trophy before 18,000 now cheering fans than an official emissary approached him and notified him that he was to have an audience with the Queen. Well, you can imagine how young Don's heart was pounding as he was escorted to the royal box, and there Queen Mary greeted him with a regal smile, congratulated him on having taken the Wimbledon championship, and then the Queen Mother said that she owed Mr. Budge an apology. An apology for what? Oh, the Queen assured him, "I'm awfully sorry. I did not see you wave at me a year ago. If I had, I most certainly would have waved back." And with those few words from a queenly queen, Don Budge's blunder was forgiven and his hurt was healed. For the public protests really had hurt. You see, only Don Budge knew what I'm about to tell you. He had not really waved at the Queen that very forgettable day. You see, as he had walked toward the baseline, as the two players were changing sides, he was merely wiping the perspiration from his brow. But they wouldn't let him explain in 1937, and after 1938, he didn't want to. So even while Queen Mary herself lived, she never knew the rest of the story.